Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Another day the Lord has kept us with our minds stayed on Him. Thank Him. Thank Him in His plans and evil days. And the joy of the Lord is our strength today. We couldn't make it without Him. I tell you, from 1 week to the next, I tell you, we're constantly saying, Lord have mercy. There's so much going on in this wicked, evil world, but we know that Jesus is King of Kings, and He's Lord of Lords, and He's kept us, and He's keeping us, He's blessing us right now. Somebody might not be able to see what the Lord has done for me and done for you on today, but we know the Lord is blessing us right now. He allowed us to wake up and see a new day, which we've never seen before. Our families, we just thank God for holding back the hands of death. We just thank Him on today. He's worthy to be praised. I tell you, as I always say, from 1 week to the next, there's so much going on from day to day, from minute to minute, from hour to hour, from second to second. There's always something going on, you know, and it's so disturbing what we see. We know that time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And we need to get our house in order. You never know, as I say, from week to week when He's going to come knocking at your door on today. And we want to be also ready. I tell you, the only way we can be ready is in the Word of God. It makes us ready. It's our basic instructions before leaving the earth. It's the Bible. The Word of God is still truth. I tell you, as I say, you know, it seems that the enemy is using religion. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To tear down the body of Christ. You know, the enemy was sent in to try to destroy the church. That's why the Bible said that judgment must begin in the house of God, because the Lord already knew that the devil will try to be an imitator, as he always is, to try to come in and destroy God's people. But, you know, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We got to stick with the Word of God, keep trusting and holding on to God's unchanging hand. God knows His hand is the only one that's not changing today. I'm telling you, His truth is a true foundation. It won't move. It won't move. People move and, you know, stuff move. But the Word of God is a solid foundation. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I'm telling you, and it's just so much going on, as I say. And I say, I'm not a preacher, but I love the Lord, and I love to share what I do know, you know, with those that will hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this last hour. Jesus coming, y'all. I mean, it's a time like never before. The stuff that we're seeing today, I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. The Bible said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day. And we can see it. I'm telling you, you're running out of time. Get your house in order. I mean, people are leaving here. They leaving here every minute, every second. I mean, young people, old people, it does not matter. The devil is at work. I mean, I was just listening this week. There was a school shooting in Richmond, and the young man died and his father. And his sister got hit by a car, and other ones was hurt as well. And another man, I think he's 31 or so, he's fighting for his life right now. I'm telling you, the enemy is doing his thing. He said he come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Now, who is that but the devil? He said the devil in the word of God in John 10:10 said the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. He's doing it, y'all. I'm telling you, wake up. Oh, my God, wake up before time is too late. I'm telling you, then there was another article I was reading where a young lady and her mother killed the grandmother because the mother had used up the grandmother's credit card. And, I mean, to actually kill your mama with a chainsaw, oh, my God, just to kill your mother, period. We're living in a wicked, evil day like never before. I'm telling you, then there was another article where a father, you know, raped and killed his baby, a baby. I mean, I don't mean no 2 or 3 years old. This was a baby and was found, you know, naked, her, the baby and him. I'm telling you, this is a sick world that we're living in. It's an evil time, and the preacher's trying to get richer. And I tell you, and it's so much work out here need to be done. See, we done lost our focus off the mission. You know, as I always say, there are signs, you know, and signs are important. Pay attention to the signs. That's why you got stop signs. You know, to stop, to go, yield. We got all kinds of signs we need to pay attention to. You know, danger ahead, wrong way, one way, right way. Curves, hill, dead end, no turn, no U-turn, no left turn, cliff ahead, roadblocks ahead, pothole ahead, bumpy roads. Come on, y'all. Pay attention to the sign. Hospital, close. Restaurant ahead. Hotel, so many miles away when you're riding along the street. These are signs. Don't ignore the signs. Pay attention to the sign. You know, restaurant, you know, so many miles, you know. These are signs. They're signs. We must pay attention to signs. Stay alert. Keep your focus. Pay attention to what's going on around about you. We're running out of time. Jesus is going to come. This is a sign. You know, there was a sign in Noah's day. He tried to warn the people that the flood was coming. They didn't want to hear it. There was a sign. We need to pay attention to the signs, you know. Pay attention to the signs around you, the signs of the time. Things have changed. People have changed. They're ignoring the signs. Signs are important. All kinds of signs around you. I mean, you ain't going to a hospital or going to a store when you need a hospital. That's why you see, you know, hospital signs. Come on, y'all. All around us, pay attention to the signs of the time. Jesus is soon to come. He warned us of signs. He told us to watch, pray, stay alert. He's told us there would be deception in this last hour. And I tell you that what they got this thing out the Juneteenth or something like that. You know. Oh, my God, I said, here we go again. I heard yesterday that there was a young black boy down in Raleigh, North Carolina, was killed, tasered. I think 6 police. Come on, y'all. What is going on? This is supposed to be some type of month for celebration of slaves being set free or something? Oh, my God. This is a praying time, y'all. We ain't got time for playing. All this stuff has been put in motion behind religion, using the church. You know, the devil already knew, coming in to destroy the church. Oh, my God. The door flew open. I'm telling you, here in America, Lord have mercy. They opened the door and everything came flying in. Killing, stealing, suicide, murdering the babies, innocent babies, and family members killing one another. It's just so much that we can touch on. Oh, my God. And then I was thinking back, I say, you know what? Even, you know, years ago, you know, even with TBN, you know, and all different kinds of religions and, you know, stuff coming together. Everything was being set up, y'all. They were using the church. They were going to use the church. Oh, my God. And that's what they're doing. They're using the church. It's a mess in the church today. In it, everything going on in God's house. He's not pleased. Are you pleased with what you see? I tell you, I'm so disturbed. I'm so disturbed by the things I see and hear today. And we're running out of time. Jesus is coming, y'all. Jesus is coming. We're coming back for a ready church. Without spotting wrinkles in our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you, oh God, for holding back the hands of death. We pray today that you'll minister to all of us in a special way, God. In the name of Jesus, unstop our deaf ears that we may hear and our eyes, oh God, that we may see in this last hour, God. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, God. Help us to make a difference where it count, God. We pray for our communities, our neighbors, and even our enemies on today, those that hate us without a cause. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over this sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth, God. We pray for leaders that are leading people away and astray. Oh, God, where the enemy has come in like a flood. Oh, God, your word says you raise up a standard against them on today. And we plead the blood of Jesus on today, God, that the word of God will stand. You said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church today. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Today we're coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm telling you, we got to live a life that's pleasing to God. He's not pleased at this stuff. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God. And we can see it today in it, everything going on in these houses. I'm telling you, we're fellowshipping. You know, the Bible said, don't forget assembling yourselves together at a manner of some has. What, when we are fellowshipping, when we're talking to one another, even on the phone, and when we're, you know, we're texting, you know, we're ministering to each other. Oh, my God. Because I'm telling you, so much going on in the house of God today. I'm telling you, you don't even know where to say people didn't go today. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just so much filth and pollution in the house of God, in and everything going. The pastors are not preaching the word of God. They're turning people away from truth. There's a strong delusion, as I said on last week. There's a strong delusion in the house of God, and he's turning them over. He said, I'll give you up, and I'll turn you over, enemy. And that's what he's doing because they don't desire to. Because you choose a lie over truth, he turn you over to a reprobate mind. That's what we're saying today, reprobates in the house of God. And all this stuff come through Carton Pearson with that inclusionist stuff. He say, look, they believe just like me, inclusion, everything. You can include in it everything in your life. Include cussing, drinking, smoking, sexing it up, just whatever. Just include in it everything in your life. And it is so true. When you look around, what he said is true, that they believe just like him with this inclusion stuff. Anything goes in many ways to God. Now, what happened to Jesus, the only way? Come on, get back to the Bible. Get back to biblical truth before it's too late, before running out of time. Get your Bible. Put that cell phone down, get your Bible, and read the word of God. That's what the devil wants too. You got people
picking up the cell phone and put the Bible down, even the preachers or minister in the pulpit from their cell phone. Where's the Bible? The Word of God. I mean, some countries, they are in there taking the Bible away from them. You don't know the treasure you have. So they ain't go ahead and take no Bible from you because you already put it down. You know, I was reading an article, too, about over in Ukraine, in the United Nations, you know, talking about, you know, how the churches over there have turned to clubs. The churches over there done turned to, like, clothing stores, and they done changed to liquor stores and tattoo parlors and everything. Oh, my God, it's going to be over here after a while. You know, just over there in Europe, you know, it's going to come right on over here, you know, because they have forsaken God. You're forsaking his truth. You're forsaking his ways. You don't want God in your home. You don't want him in your school. You're just putting God out of everything. And the Bible says, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Come on, we're running out of time. Get back to the biblical truth. Get back to the Word of God. Pick your Word up while you got a chance. The Bible says, Amos, there's going to be a time that you'll be looking for this Word. You're going to be running, trying to seek the Word, and you will not be able to find it. And if you don't pick up the Word of God and get the Word of God in your heart today, I'm telling you, what do you have to stand on? If you don't have the Word in your heart, when they take the Word of Bible away from you, if you ain't got it in your heart, you know, when the enemy talking to your head and your mind, you don't have the Word in your heart to come back and speak through your to your mind. That's, I mean, I'm telling you, that's why you got suicide on the rampant, people killing themselves. They don't know which way to go. You know, they're putting God out. So if you ain't trusting God, you can't do nothing but fall. You know, there's nothing but doom, destruction. If you don't trust God, if you don't put your trust in the true and living God, you will not be able to stand. I'm telling you, the Bible said, having done all to remain standing on to God, Jesus was our perfect example. He set the example for us. When the devil offered him stuff, you know, the kingdoms of this world, like he offered these preachers and pastors and false prophets and all this stuff you see today, they should have said no, but they didn't. They said, oh, bring it on, devil, bring it on. Yeah, I want all the money, you know, I can get all the fame I can get, my name and lights. Oh, my God, well, there's going to be a bright light. They ain't going to never go out in hell. And that ain't what he want for you. He didn't want any to perish. It was only meant for Satan and those demons. You know, hell was only meant for the devil and those angels, them demons that fell. Oh, my God. We need to seek the Lord like never before and live a life that's pleasing unto him. Not unto nobody, but unto God. You're going to give an account. Judgment is coming. You're going to stand before a holy God and stand before him and give an account. Oh, my God. Will you give an account for a righteous life or unpleased, you know, unrighteous life, unholy? Oh, my God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says, furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received us, how we ought to walk to please God. People ain't thinking about walking to please God. People think about walking to please themselves. It's my thing. Do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. That is rebellion. The Bible says rebellion is as a form of witchcraft. Sorcery. Oh, my God. When you're doing whatever you want to do, you know, and just ignoring God, it turns you over to a reprobate mind, a twisted mind, twisted thoughts, unclean thoughts, unrighteousness. What you think is right is wrong, and what you think is wrong is right. your own thoughts, your own doing, you know? But it says, ye have received, been given. That's what it means. When you've been received, and you have received something, it's been given to you. It says, ye have received of us, someone of Jesus Christ, how ye ought to walk and to please God. So ye would abound more and more, so you grow more and more. The word of God. We got to live a life that's pleasing to God, not to ourselves. There's no good thing in ourselves. There's no good thing in our flesh. The Bible says no good thing in the flesh. And the Bible says we're in this world, but not of this world. Why is it now we're just seeking whatever the world is seeking? Fame and a name. And it ain't glorifying God. But a life that's pleasing to God, y'all. It says, for ye know what commandments, you already know the order, the instruction, the commandments of God. That's not kill. That's not steal. That's not bear false. We know the commandments of God. God's word is true. It said, we gave you by the Lord Jesus, not by no man. It's not Jay's way. It's not my way. It's not George's way. It's not George's way. It's not none of these false prophets and false teachers and preachers' way. He said, but given to us by the Lord Jesus. Everything else is going down, y'all, but the word of God, his word, his truth, will stand. When everything else is falling down around about you, the word of God will stand. It says, for this is the will of God. This is God's will. That we obey his commandments. We live by his word. We live by his instructions. We obey his commandments. We do his will. His will is his word. That the word abide in you and you abide in the word of God. He said, for this is the will of God. This is his purpose for our life, to glorify him, to worship him. It said, even your sanctification. That's being set aside. We're bought with a price, his blood. He shed his blood for you and I. The price is blood, the blood of Jesus. Not any and everybody's blood, but the blood of Jesus. Jason, none of them died for you. Ain't going to die for you. Oh, my God. Get your eyes back in the right place in the word of God. Focus on Jesus. These people just pop up out of nowhere, you know, out of West Virginia, out of all these little places that people popping up from. They've been around for a long time, but all of a sudden they just pop up now and they be your God. They be your God. You worship them near as God. You set them on a pedestal to be worshipped, and that should not be. That should not bow before nobody but God. One in them bound before Jake. A lot of people I've seen on the YouTube and stuff bound before these men and women. No, you don't bow before them. You don't bow for nobody but unto the Lord, your maker. It's he that made you and not yourself. And then none of these men made you either. They ain't made no heaven. They ain't made no earth. They ain't made no trees, no birds, no bees. They ain't made nothing. Can't do nothing apart from God. And y'all worshiping them. They telling you God doing a new thing now. What, out with my religion, all that old stuff. I'm telling you, the world and the church is a mess. It's a mixture. Coexistent. Everything goes many ways to God now. I mean, all this new age stuff. This, you know, that they've been working on for years. You know, men been working on this stuff for years to try to destroy God's house, God's church, and God's people. That's what they're doing. Getting things set up for the Antichrist, all behind religion. Oh, my God. The word of God said, even your sanctification means be set apart for God. Be set apart to be used by God, that ye should abstain from fornication. You know that sex outside of marriage, sex with anybody you ain't married to, abstain from it. Don't do it. Your body belongs to God. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He said that, but you know, all these preachers now trying to change the word of God, talking about fornication, ain't really, you know, against God. You know, God ain't against fornication and adultery and all, just changing the word of God to fit what they want you to accept so they can lead you astray and away from God and away from truth. That's the devil. Comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life, to take you away from biblical truth, to take you away from God's will for your life. His will is his word. It says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Set yourself apart to be honored and used by God, that you should abstain from fornication. Don't do it. Don't do it. It said that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel, to hold your vessel, your body. Keep your body clean before the Lord in sanctification and honor. It says in sanctification and honor to God, respect, to honor God, to bring glory to his name. Your body is to be holy. The word of God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a clean God. He's a pure God. His word is pure. It said, not in the lust compersent. Even as the Gentiles, which now knew not God. Compersent, which means strong sexual desire or lust. You don't do that. Don't do that. Verse 6 says that no man go beyond and default his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is their avenger. He's the one. He's the one that's going to judge all this mess that these pastors saying you can do whatever you want to do now. God is the judge. He said, don't do it. And we're not to do it. He said, be ye holy. Sanctify yourself. Set yourself apart. It said, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God has not called us unto uncleanness. What we're saying in the church today is unclean, y'all. Cussing, preachers cussing, why they preaching sermons. I mean, they cussing, hopping, bumping, and crumping. They, oh, my God, it's so much filth in God's house, pollution everywhere. Heresy everywhere. I'm telling you, just filthiness. The Bible says he just filthy, let be filthy still. So if you want to be filthy, stay filthy. Don't use God's house. He just holy, let him be holy still. He just righteous, let him be righteous still. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God. It said, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. God called us unto holiness, unto righteousness, unto clear, clean hands and a pure heart, to be sober-minded. He said, he therefore that despises not man, but God, who has also given unto us his Holy Spirit. So when people hate you for the word of God and for living righteous, you know, they hating God. They ain't hating you. They hating the God that's in you. You got to stand for righteousness, y'all. We got to stand for truth. We got to expose all this mess that's not right. They call it right wrong and wrong right. Call it clean dirty and call it dirty clean. Come on now. It said right unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it towards all the brethren, which are all at Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, that you grow more and more, that you love God more and more, that you love to do his will and do his work more and more. Preach the gospel. Preach the good news. preach truth, and that ye study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with your own hand as we command you, that ye may walk honestly, honestly, respectfully, truthfully towards them that are without the sinners, so they can see you not standing in the way of sinners. A lot of these people are hindering sinners, and that's what the devil wants you to do, to hinder the sinners so they won't be saved. They looking at you. You doing the same thing that the world is doing. We're in the world, but not of this world. We're not to do the same thing. He said, if you're doing the same thing, the love of the Father is not in you. If you're doing what you were doing before you got saved, the love of the Father is not in you. That's a life that's not pleasing to God. We're to live a life that's pleasing unto God, not unto ourselves, but unto God. Are you living a life that's pleasing to him? Are you asking him to search you, Lord? Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find anything displeasing. Oh, my God, take it out and straighten me. Want to be right, want to be saved, want to be whole. Do you really want to be whole? The only way you can be whole is through the word of God. It will make you whole. It will make you complete. You know, the word of God. The word of God is right. Jesus is coming. Verse 13 says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, not to be stupid or doing things that's just not right. I won't have you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep. That's already gone before us. You know, now it's a new way, and you and Jesus won't own the way and stuff. Well, how about the saints that's gone on before us? They ain't never heard all this mess and see all this stuff that we're seeing today. It said that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. But if ye believe, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them that which was sleep in him, that's gone on for us. Jesus will God bring with him. It said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The rapture. He's going to rapture up his church. He's coming back for his church. And say the dead in Christ, those that are dead, you may say, well, they put the my mama ashes in the sea. Well, the dead going to give up the ashes of the sea. He's going to bring them, God going to bring it back together. Because, see, everybody going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's saying then when, it's in verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up and together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall it be with the Lord. Yeah. They said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. These words. We have got to spread the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ and cut down all this stuff that the enemy has spewed out. His poison is all over. I'm telling you, the venom is spilt. And I tell you, and we're looking and we're seeing the church, and it looks mighty bad. I mean, it's the powerless church. No prayer, no power, little power. I'm telling you, you look around, and it's just so much stuff in God's house that's displeasing unto him. It's just displeasing to the saints. So you can imagine what it's displeasing to him. You know, the Bible says in Genesis, let's go to Genesis chapter 5. It's displeasing. Oh, my God. It says in verse 5, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth. And it's great again, y'all. The wickedness, the lying, the anything goes now in the house of God. You can represent God any kind of way. You know, it doesn't matter what you believe no more. It matters. It it matters what you believe about God and who he is. It matters. If it didn't matter, Jesus wouldn't have to come. Jesus wouldn't have came. We wouldn't have church today. You know, we wouldn't have, I mean, what would we be Christians for if it didn't matter? The Bible said, and God saw the wickedness of man, and it was great in the earth, and it's great again. All the stuff that we're seeing and hearing today in the house of God and outside of God's house. I'm telling you, violence filling the land. This nation has forgotten God. Oh, my God. And every evil, every imagination, I'm telling you, the thoughts of people, I'm telling you, like I said earlier, you know, even with the young lady, her daughter killed her mama over a credit card. You done spent your mama's money, you know, done a credit card, and now because she going to turn you in, you decide to kill your mama, have your daughter to help you to kill her. This is wicked, evil imagination. He said their thoughts of their hearts was only evil continuously. That's got to be evil. This is evil. This is the verse I'm trying to get to, verse 6. It said, and it repented the Lord that he even had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. What you think he's doing now? What you think he's doing now? As in the days of Noah. Noah preached the same truth 120 years. How all of a sudden these preachers going to change God's gospel now, saying that, you know, the gospel is not the good news now, you know, but Dietrich had them, you know, just do whatever, sex it up, drink it up, smoke it up, sex it up. All this filth, Tim Rogers and all that. Come on now. All these preachers just popping up doing the same thing that Carlton Pearson said from the beginning. He said they believe just like him. And we see that he was right. Jake's all of them believe just like him. Many ways to God now. Changing. Just like he did. Saying that there ain't no hell. You know, who is he to say that there ain't no hell? Did you make heaven or hell? Or did you make heaven and earth? No, you did not. And for you to say that and people just take it from you, you know, a creature, just like they are, instead of the creator that made us all, he knows more about us and he knows better than anybody else. It is a praying time. It's a praying time. All this stuff came in through, you know, through these doorways of the 501c3 and faith-based initiative. Just start offering people all this money and TVN, like I said, everybody going up there. You better be careful the doors you walk through, because whatever door you walk through, you're giving your will over to it. Because, see, you got a will to go in the house or stay out. That's anybody's house. You got a will to go in it or to stay out. And you decide to go in, you get whatever's in the house. That's any way you go. You know, be careful where you go. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Big eyes, what you see. Big ears, what you hear. Oh, my God. Or little ears or whatever kind of ears you got. I'm telling you, it's a praying time. We're to live a life that's pleasing unto God. And he's not pleased with this stuff. We just read it. He said, and God saw the wickedness of men. We see the wickedness of man today. Do you not see the wickedness of a man today? I'm telling you, they're killing people left and right. My son said he went to a funeral yesterday, and it was a brother and sister coughing side by side. I'm telling you, wickedness of men, killing, stealing, destroying people's lives. People don't care. Don't care what they do. I mean, even graduation, you would never thought nobody going to the graduation, you know, losing their lives. Not only did a boy lose his life, but his father lost his life too. And his sister got hit by a car. I'm telling you, and others was, you know, oh, my God, violence filling the land, y'all. Watch and pray. Stay alert. Run for your life. Seek the Lord when he may be found. Get in the word. Watch. Watch everything. Watch and pray. He said watch and pray. They go together. Watch and pray. Stay alert. I tell everybody, the word of God say your enemy will be in your fold, even in your house. Watch. I don't care who it is. Watch and pray. Never use anybody, your children, your husband, your wife, your mama, father, sister, brother, can use anybody. All he wants is availability. We say, Lord, I'm available to you. That's what the devil wants, you to be available for him. So he can enter inside of you and possess you, possess your mind, your body, and your soul. That's how these people killing these people like this and raping these babies. Your daddy, raping his baby, killing his baby, sex. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, evil. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's so much to talk about, so much to pray about, so much to make a difference in somebody else's life, so much to warn people of. Like I said, you know, in the nation when they took prayer out of school, prayer out of the home, prayer out of the job, prayer out of court system, prayer out of everything, prayer out of schoolhouse. You took prayer out of schoolhouse and they went and started shooting the house up, shooting the schoolhouse up. Metal detectors and guns and everything. I'm telling you. Oh, my God. The word of God says, and God saw the wickedness of man, which was great in the earth. We live on earth, y'all. Hello, wake up. We are on the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously. Continuously. I mean, over and over and over. That's why you're hearing these gruesome things every day, over and over. Nothing new under the sun. Evil every day. The preachers are just collecting money, having conference here, conference there, and you ain't no better. As a matter of fact, some people are worse. I mean, you know, spending money that you don't have, borrowing money. Come on now. They got you doing all kinds of things, getting in debt behind them. They living in mansions and got 3 and 4 of them. And you trying to borrow money to try to go to one conference. What happened to the revival? There needs to be a revival. But there ain't going to be no revival because it's getting worse and worse. The devil running out of time and the Antichrist getting set up, you know, and the mark of the beast and everything being set in place, monetary system going down, banking system going down. They're trying to run everything, you know, gonna tell you when you can and you can't have money out of your own account. Come on now. Everything being set up for the Antichrist, one world system, one world government, one world religion. I mean, that's why they're talking about many ways to God. One way, you know, they don't want that. They don't want Jesus the way. No, the many ways, you know. So you can be a snake worshiper or a Buddhist or whatever. Believe in all, whatever you want to believe in. Believe in the trees. Believe in whatever. Mother Earth. Believe in all this stuff. But just don't believe in God. Atheists and everything. I mean, they wearing shirts with atheists on it now. You know, I'm telling you. And people ain't paying attention. Trying to kick God out of everything. That's why your home is like it is, you know. You don't want prayer in your home. You know, the devil come in. Say, okay, well, I'm coming in to destroy everything you got. Children training themselves, them iPads, and looking at all this demonic stuff from Disney and all this stuff. Come on. Oh, my God. Y'all need to do some background check on Disney and all these little secret codes and stuff. Signs, I told you, signs are important. Signs all in them little games and signs in those little games and stuff that they got. Yeah, signs. Signs everywhere, y'all. They got shooting games and tell the kids, kill. And that child keep looking at a game. They keep talking about kill. After a while, what are they going to do? Kill. So that stuff getting inside of you and possessing your mind and your body and your soul. You know, it's just like when, what's that girl, Beyonce said, you know, she, when Sasha comes in and takes over her body, possession. This is what the Bible is talking about. It's saying God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and every imagination of their thoughts of their heart was evil, only continuous evil. It repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. Both man, beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, everything. For it repented me that I had even made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace. Don't you want to be like Noah? Find grace in the eyes of the Lord? God's grace for you today. As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so is our day. We're right back to Sodom and Gomorrah, in and everything gone. And like I said, it's talking about Juneteenth month. And then they talk about just June Pride month. Oh, my God. And who opened the door for that? The changing of laws. Obama, they used him. Oh, my God. People do anything for money. Anything. Sell you out for money. They think that this is the end once here. This it. You know, once I leave him, just do whatever I want to do. Jay said he going to look up at the dirt and say he did what he wanted to do. Boy, left. None of that. None of that. The Bible says in verse 11, it says, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupt his ways upon the earth. And it's the same way today. All flesh has corrupted itself, even down to the little children. They doing little dances, so perverted. And then somebody go and rape your child, and you think it's funny, and you think it's cute. And then when they go out there and rape them and kill them, and then you hold my baby. And but you look what they're doing. Corrupt everywhere. Flesh, all flesh, all flesh. Children, babies, mother, father, sister, brother, all flesh was corrupt. His and their ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah that the end of all flesh come before me. And for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Oh, my God. Jesus coming. Get our house in order. Payday is coming. Oh, yes. Payday is coming. We're going to give an account. Don't you be deceived. Don't you be tricked. Oh, my God. Study the word of God. Work for your life. Oh, my God. Encourage your family. Encourage your children. Encourage your grandchildren. Oh, they don't want the children to know anything about God. They don't want them to know that Jesus, you know, came to save them from their sin. They don't hear that. Oh, my God, you better train them up in your house. I read that scripture last week. You better raise your children up in your house and your grandchildren with the word of God so they'll be able to stand. They don't hear about Jesus. They won't know about him. And then if you don't know about him, you won't believe in him. How you going to believe? You know, you don't hear about him. You don't know about him. Nobody's talking about him. That's what the devil wants, to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We pray in the name of Jesus, you'll minister to us in a special way. Lord, we pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Lord, we pray for that family today that's in bereavement, oh God. We pray for those children and adults, oh God, that's battling suicide in their mind, oh God. Oh, my God, we pray for their minds, God. We pray that they won't hurt themselves, that they'll seek you. They'll call on the name of Jesus, and you say you will save them, oh, God, from their sin in this last hour. God, we pray for those, oh, God, that just don't know what to do, oh, God, which way to turn, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that we'll make a difference where it counts, God. I pray that you'll speak through my lips of clay. Think through my mind, God. Help me keep my focus. Help me to draw people to you before time is too late, oh, God. Help me, oh, God, to be a vessel to be used by you, oh, God. Sanctify me, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, even the more, God, you said in the name of Jesus, as we seek your face, oh, God, and turn from our wicked ways, you will heal our land, oh God. This is a sick land, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for pastors that are leading people away and astray. We pray that they will come to their senses before time is too late. We pray, oh God, that the word of God, oh God, will prick their hearts like never before to run back to the foot of the cross saying, what must I do to be saved? Those that have backslidden, oh God, in their hearts and their mind, God, bring them back before time is. Thank you for the word of God. We pray for this nation. We pray for families today, God. Those that are listening today, God, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, God. Think through my mind, God. Use me in this last hour to make a difference where it counts. Help me to stand, Lord. Having done all to remain standing and being faithful to your will and your way. In Jesus' name I pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference so we can help you to get ready, be ready, stay ready, because Jesus is coming soon. God bless you.
Ready, church.